can keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need, the Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, January 15th, episode 120.
Curry and the Keeper.
Oh, hello, my queen. With you, life's joys are evergreen.
Oh. Mm.
And I am so proud of you.
Because?
Because you're doing the show.
I know. And it's late. It's 8:30. It's time for me to be laying on the couch watching TV.
You were like, I'm so tired. I don't want to watching the TV. You were doom scrolling on the gram, man.
Well, I said it's time for me to lay on the couch watching TV.
All right. Cheers. Here we go. Oh, come on, man.
Well, like, man.
Pretend, man. Hey, man. There you go.
I'm drinking water.
Tina's drinking water. I am drinking a very fine Augusta Vin Sagrantino Reserve.
Can I taste it?
Yeah, sure. Of course. You know, we have glasses for that if you want to participate in the show. You know, we are I'm reliably informed a show about wine. What
it's
do you
pretty
think?
Good.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's
good. Very good.
The Dragonfly from Augusta Vin is really good, too.
Is that the one I had the yes. bottle just before mm-hmm. this year? You had some of that the other night, right?
Yes.
You
liked it. Just a little bit that was left.
Let me have a taste now. Now that you've tasted it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Perfect. Perfect for an end of the day doing a show.
Yes, and it's a late night because we start.
With my favorite friend.
I know, you're just always on. I'm like, oh, I'm tired. Like, come on, what's it to talk to your husband for an hour?
Yeah, I mean.
I talk to you all the time.
I know. Well, then don't talk to me so much early in the morning. By the way.
Yes.
You're in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
You're in big, big trouble.
Oh, tell me.
The newsletter.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Please share with those sorry people who do not subscribe to the newsletter what was in the newsletter this week.
Oh, well, the title was Back to Old Ways. Let's mm-hmm. hope not. And that refers to Adam hasn't asked me out on a date lately.
No way.
Yes, he hasn't. I asked him out on a date this week.
Hold on a second. This is where I give you crap.
No. You didn't ask me out on a date. I asked you out on a date.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I need to talk about something else first in the newsletter.
Oh.
You're in big trouble.
Oh.
For the picture you posted.
You got fangirls out there.
This is the problem. You posted a picture. Tell us how. Share everybody how you got the hold of this picture.
Well, it came in our mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody found mm-hmm. our home address
mm-hmm.
and sent you a letter. Mm-hmm. And a woman in, I don't even know where she lives. I don't even remember. Nicole. Mm-hmm. And Nicole is a big MTV
mm-hmm.
fan.
Mm-hmm.
And she has multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked if you would kindly sign the picture. So.
And what picture was it?
It was you with your Aquanet hair.
Now,
the same style that I had sporting in about 1979.
Do we possess any of these photos?
No, she sent it to us.
Exactly.
So why
have at least 5 emails. Jill and Mike at church stopped me. There's at least one boostergram that came in. I want this picture too, and I want it autographed.
Do you have? Maybe we have some in the box.
Well, what box?
There's a box in the garage with all your old photos.
Dude,
we might have it in there.
I mean, this is a big problem.
We could sell them. Hey, the next Sommelier gets a personalized signed photo of Adam.
We don't have any of those. How are you going to do it? And you get all. She probably get off the internet and printed it out.
I mean, easily do that.
It looks like
who wants wine glasses? They want pictures of you.
There you go. It looks like my old headshots.
Somebody asked me. I posted the. Picture because I post about the newsletter and somebody said, okay, I need to know what hair products and hairbrush she uses.
It was Aquanet. 100% Aquanet.
Your hair and my hair were very similar And I think Annette said her hair was the
same
way, too.
We're identical. Yes. Yes, yeah. We're identical.
So anyway, so yes, you were kind enough. You signed the picture, and I took a picture of it and sent it off to Annette. And I'm like, look at this.
But it's crazy how many people want this picture now, and they want it autographed. It's the oddest thing.
What's even crazier is you still have fangirls out there.
No, that's I'm used to this. Brother. So all the fangirls out there, now listen to how my wife is about to give me some crap about something, yes. which of course is not really true, but okay.
You kind of fallen off the wagon a little bit.
Is that what this was
about?
Yes,
you're back to your old ways, and we're not having it here.
Oh, no, back to my old ways.
I asked you out on a day date. We had a day date to Costco.
Okay.
I almost got scooched.
Oh, this is so not true. Are you going to relitigate this, counselor?
Yes, I think we should bring it out in front of the jury, Vineyard Nation.
Okay, Monday morning, 7:05.
It wasn't 7:05, was it?
7:06. You were still in bed.
Excuse me.
I get up, and I'm like, hi, I'm going into the bathroom. Tina says, can you go to Costco with me today?
No, I didn't say that. I said, what do you have going on Tuesday? And you said...
We went Monday.
We went Tuesday.
We went Tuesday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yes.
He said, what do you have? Yeah.
On Monday morning, I said, what do you have on your calendar?
At 7:05.
You were wide awake. And you were like, darling, how can I help you? Or not like you used to be, which was like, don't talk to me right now. It's too early.
Exactly. Sure, I can go with you to
so
Costco.
You said, all I have is a 9 o'clock call.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, can you go to Costco with me? I don't want to go by myself because I don't like to go to San Antonio by myself.
I'm just really curious why you're relitigating this.
Because I'm the one that made the day date. It was a day. And I said to you, I said, Adam, you could get a hot dog. And you were like, I'm going.
I have something to say about the hot dog.
So we can talk about that in a second. But that's why I'm like, oh, is he back to his old ways of not asking his wife out on a date?
I'm sorry. Do I have to do this every single week? Is there a counter that resets
every
time? Let me ask
you, when we were dating,
yes,
did you ask me out every week? The answer would be yes.
Well, did I ask you out? I said, hey, want to come stay over at my house? And then at a certain point, you moved closer. And then not only did I go to your house, I sent you Sonos speakers.
No, that was when I lived in Hogwarts.
Yeah, when you moved closer.
That was not closer. That's... Hogwarts was farther.
Oh, it felt. Oh, I guess I sent it to you at Hogwarts. Look, there you go. I'm such a nice guy. I sent you speakers all the way to Hogwarts.
You're deflecting the question.
Well, what do you want me to say? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, I know you're teasing me. And the crazy thing is, you're very good at it. You're very good.
So anyway, we had an exciting day date.
Well, first we went to, on Monday itself, first we had a spontaneous moment.
Oh, on Monday, yes.
We were invited to have a little quick meetup with Pastor Jimmy and Damon.
Yes.
That was really nice.
They were in downtown Main Street, yes. Mm-hmm. And they called us and said, hey, you want to come over and meet us here? And we were like, I was like, skirt, skirt, we're in the car.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had a nice time with that. That was fun.
Gosh, this whole week has been a blur for me. I looked at my calendar to write down some notes. I have nothing in there that I can remember.
Really?
I don't remember a single thing. I'm glad you said Tuesday, because yes, indeed, Tuesday we went to Costco, which is a very dangerous place.
Yes. Why don't you talk about it?
Well, first of all...
Well, you don't get out of Costco for... under $200. It's virtually impossible.
I mean, everything is very expensive. And not just Costco, but life is expensive. It's just gotten very expensive. Inflation is here and they're pretending it's not. And everybody knows it. And President Trump's going to fix it.
Let's hope so.
In 3 days.
Eggs. a carton of 18 eggs is over $10 now.
It used to be $8.
It's over $10.
It's unbelievable. So... I was very excited about the hot dog. The only thing that hasn't gone up in price, $1.50 still, because people revolted over that. But we're walking.
Hot dog revolution.
And I'm a pretty good shopper.
Pretty good together.
Yeah, you know, we go through all the aisles and we see stuff and how about this and how about that? You know, it's all like big canisters of things.
Yeah.
You know, which is what Costco is all about. And we had a couple things. Our paper products is the main reason we go to Costco.
Because we buy them in bulk.
And then you're like, la-di-da, we're walking along. Oh, look at this new fridge-freezer combo. And Tina, I kid you not, goes to a Samsung that has a humongous screen on it with an on-screen keyboard. I'm looking at her like, when in the world did you think I would ever allow this monstrosity
you know
into
what?
Our
I
house?
I didn't even notice it at the
and you're
beginning.
Like, it's okay. Well, you can just, just not sign into Samsung. I said, do you have any thinking that Samsung will not allow you to sign into something to get on the internet?
Yes.
And then really, so you can scroll on Instagram while you're opening the fridge? Is this what we really need? I think not.
I just like the style. But yeah, and
the
then,
style is nice.
And then you're
yeah.
looking at toilets like that, that have sprayers.
Like, hey, this is one of those toilets that spray. And then we're looking at it like, this looks pretty geriatric. This is not.
But you're
this
like,
is
well,
not
I want
cool.
one of these. I'm like, really? They're like, I had them in Europe. They're great.
We're looking at television sets. Like, you know, luckily,
we're looking at stuff we don't need.
No. And luckily, we got out unscathed, except for the ultimate bill, man. It's just.
I know.
What was so the chicken was.
A package of three chicken thighs was $32. Yes.
That seems kind of
expensive. So expensive.
Yeah. And that's Costco, who are supposed to be price friendly.
And we were looking at the tenderloin, and you commented that the tenderloin almost doubled in price.
The tenderloin, the ones they have, which is how many pounds?
About six pounds. And so they have the prime and then they have the regular.
Right. The prime used to be $110, depending on the weight. Between $100 and $115. Now $170.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know. It's absolutely crazy.
Like, no, I don't want that. Yeah. And then you look on the bag, it's like, Tyson, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. You know? And so then we're, I'm like, go get your hot dog. So we're done. And I'm like, I'm keeping my eye out on the table. Oh my God. I'm keeping an eye out on my cart. And I'm going one place. I sit in one place and I'm like, no, we're not going to sit here. And I sit in another place. I'm like, no, we're going to
sit. I can't see my cart. Someone might take something, my chicken.
Yeah. Well, somebody could easily just come and boop,
yeah, of course.
Put something right out of your cart.
I always hope that people at Costco were honest. Don't you have that feeling? Just like the people at Costco. You know, what is San Antonio?
It's San Antonio.
Got a point there.
I don't know. But anyway, so talk about your hot dog experience.
Well, now I know how they keep it at $1.50.
And because they wanted to raise the price, right? And
people
just
went crazy over it.
It was a hot dog revolt.
So it's a hot dog and a drink. The bun is much shorter than the hot dog.
Okay.
It used to be kind of be the same length.
Yeah.
The drink size is smaller. I don't know by how much, but smaller. They have no more choice of Dr. Pepper or root beer.
Oh.
It's just all Pepsi products.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The onion grinder is gone.
Yes.
And they give it to you in a bag that is no longer a heat-containing bag. It's just a brown paper bag. This is an outrage. This is not what I'm used to.
And the hot dog sticks out on the end about
big
3 inches.
Yes. And you can't take it in the car because it won't be, it'll go cold by the time you get in the car.
Smell up my car, too. So,
well, you're the one that offered it. Hey, just eat it in the car.
Yeah, good thing. Good movie. We found a seat.
My car still smells like Whataburger. I can still smell it through
really?
The chemical.
I don't
bomb I threw in there. I can smell it.
That was a chemical bomb.
Now that thing still lingers. Do you smell that? Do you smell it?
So gross.
Do you still smell it in
my
car?
No, I haven't smelled it. Is it still in your car?
No, but I can still smell it in there.
Oh, no, I can't smell it.
Does it smell okay in my car? Because there's nothing like a car
that
doesn't smell.
No, I don't smell it anymore.
But does it just smell like a nice car?
It smells like a car.
Okay.
Just an average car.
Well, it's what it is.
Does it smell like a nice car?
It smells like an average car that someone might have had a Whataburger in. And maybe
with a bunch of dog hair.
Maybe there's a fry under the seat somewhere still rotting away.
With a bunch of dog hair.
Yes.
So yeah, that was our exciting Costco date, but that was our day date.
Yeah, okay. Message received. How about Thursday? Oh, I'm sorry. How about Friday? Oh, I'm sorry. How about Saturday? Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
You're gone on all those days.
Talking about this coming weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're lucky.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I got to find a different date, Pastor Jimmy.
I'm heading up to Dallas this weekend.
I'm excited. You've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, I'm going up for a conference. I'm meeting Ashley Slater. Ashley was the one who did our journals for us.
Yep.
She came to Fredericksburg last February for her birthday.
With her husband?
Yes, and so she's coming up to Dallas.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah, I did too.
Smart guy.
So we're going, I'm driving actually up to Dallas, and it's a conference about, it's called Primal Bod, and she talks all about insulin resistance. It's another like, hey, join my cult. And
lose weight, get the perfect body.
Yes.
That's what it is.
You don't even have to exercise.
No, why am I not going to this? This sounds outstanding for me.
I'm interested in the insulin resistance a piece of it. So that's why I'm going. And I want to spend time with Ashley.
And it's a fun trip.
Yeah.
Except for the drive. I mean, outside of that.
I'll put on some podcasts. It'll be fine.
Do you know any good podcasts?
Yeah, I have one. It's called Living Up in a Down World. Which people haven't, you talked about this. I listened to the Jenny McCombs interview. It's really good.
It's a good, good interview,
yeah,
right?
It's really good. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
But we had dinner with new friends on Friday. We went to the Albert Hotel, which is the fancy schmancy hotel, finally in downtown, on Main Street, downtown Fredericksburg.
We've been hearing about this thing for ever since we moved here. The Albert is open. The Albert. It does have all the hallmarks of kind of a cool, what would you call it?
It's got a cool vibe. Like, it's very austere sort of decorating, very minimalist.
Yeah, you walk in and basically the bar is kind of central to the whole whole thing. I can see a bar scene happening there.
And I thought it was a fancy restaurant because I said to you, oh, it says gourmet dining. You got to wear a jacket.
There are dudes in there with cowboy hats with
jeans.
Jerseys.
The restaurant is around the bar.
Yeah, like eight tables.
Yeah,
food was outstanding, but more importantly, it was great to have dinner with Trey and Jules.
Yes, and Trey is the one that organized Harvest Project Texas.
Yeah,
and the event that you emceed called The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Which we did here, right here in on the Mark Plots in Fredericksburg.
Yes.
Which, if I just could share with the Fredericksburg people.
Sure.
It's Marked.
Marked Plots. Yeah.
You say it right.
Marked Plots. You are the
only person who says it right. Everyone else says Market Plots.
Yeah.
But it's Marked Plots.
Yes. Okay. You corrected me.
So no, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that people don't say, you're saying it wrong. It's Market Plots.
Oh, yeah.
It's Market Plots.
But that was nice. It was nice to spend some time with them. And, you know, they're part of our spiritual family because they go to Bridge Church. And I love that we can talk God. And, they're great.
And I broke my fast on
that
evening. Yes. And what a week it was. It was interesting because this week I realized how hungry I am. Like, I'm hungry.
You're making up for last week.
I'm kind of hungry. Yeah, I can eat something right now.
Yeah.
It was good though.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Yeah. So I don't want to get into a whole lot of details, but I was presented with an amazing opportunity that I'm praying about.
Well, God has been talking to you about
it. Yes. So Trey asked us a question, and I can't remember specifically what the question was, but what do you think God wants you to do in 2025? Or where do you think God's directing you in 2025? Was it something like that?
Yeah.
And I said,
one of those go around the table, everybody.
And what
say
did
it.
You say?
Lift a thousand voices. Mm-hmm. I think it was Godcaster.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
That's what God is calling me to do in addition to some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, God's really calling me to bring more people to his kingdom. And I'm thinking through the podcast, you know, through my work at the church and the opportunity that was presented to me aligns directly with that and with my nonprofit skill set.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm praying about it, you know, and when I make the decision, I'll share more, but it's pretty exciting. And
yeah.
And it ties into my God shot too today. And every devotional, every scripture, oh my gosh, it's jumping out at me and God saying, I got you. I got you.
I love that.
Yeah. And I have to obey him. I want to obey him. I don't have to. I get to do this as Pastor Jimmy always
say,
says.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and so, yeah. So I was very humbled and very honored at this opportunity that was presented to me because I see myself very differently. So I was very, very humbled.
You are shining. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
That you are shining.
It's a good thing.
When you talk about it, yeah, you're shining.
Yeah.
This is a big tease. Everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
So with this kind of on the horizon, I called up my girlfriend, Debbie, and said, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to help with Tannenbaum Ball anymore.
That's right.
I'm backing out. Yeah. I'm backing out.
Well, and that, you know, it wasn't exactly kind of the mission that you
I mean, there people love historical societies. I do too. I think that they're great for the community, but my heart and my soul has always been like people, you know, serving people, family, children's Children's. It's a good show title.
Children's from all lands.
Children's. That's always had my heart. So I'm pretty excited about the future. Yeah.
Your future in Fred.
It's bright. I need to put my sunglasses on.
You got
to
wear some shades. It's very good. No, yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And what night? I don't even know what nights we were on.
On? What do you mean?
So that was...
That was Friday.
That was Friday night?
We did nothing Saturday.
We did nothing?
No.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
I cleaned the grill. Oh. That was quite the production.
Yes. I had to buy you gloves, and then I found 4 boxes of gloves in our garage.
That was amazing, because I didn't know there were any in the other room in the garage.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, the pit boss is, which, again, Mike, good friends Jimmy and Annette gave to me, Pastor Jimmy
you
Damon.
You love that. His birthday's coming up. Have you decided? Have you thought about gifts?
I have ideas.
Okay, good.
I have ideas.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought a train set.
Train set?
But the pit boss, which, yes, I do love, and we use it at least 5 times a week.
You are so good at it now. You made filet mignon last night.
I would have to say the best ones I ever
made. It was perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection.
I had those probes in there. I'm like waiting.
I know. Okay. I come out there and you're like, it's like you're a surgeon. You're a surgeon with your probes.
You come out and say, so this is your workstation, huh? This is where the magic happens. Yes.
And it's so dark. You got your little flip phone
with the
light shining on your stigs.
That, by the way, that was one of the funniest moments in church on Sunday.
Oh.
Pastor Brian, he's doing... a 2-week series about the covenants, and then he's talking about how, you know, he made an analogy with Jesus and God and all the things all the things you can get from Jesus.
Yes.
And he said, you know, some people just want to come to church and just, you know, fill. I'm paraphrasing, just fill up. He says kind of the difference between someone saying, "Here's this iPhone. Can do all this amazing stuff," and the person who bought it says, "Nah, I just want to send some text messages." But wait, here's the manual. Here's the user manual. You can see how it works. Like, nah, I just want to send some text messages. And then he says, "So here's this guy who has, you know, this iPhone, can do all these amazing things. All he wants to do is basically use it as the equivalent of a flip phone." And 3 heads swivel left towards me. You. Pastor Jimmy, Damonette, and I look over like, okay. It was the funniest moment because I knew y'all were going to look at me. And there were 3 heads. It was like a movie. 3 heads turned to flip phone, man.
You're the only person I know that has a flip phone.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. That was a good. And we listened to his message again on the way to San Antonio.
Yeah, we missed it. Yeah, because it was pretty...
It was good.
Pretty powerful.
You can listen to it in Hello Fred.
Yes.
It's front and center.
We
always have the latest version up and running.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So we've been enjoying our couple's devotional book that Randall Black sent us.
Yes.
Every day we read it.
We haven't discussed today's.
Oh, what
Let's
was
do his, that now.
Oh, you know what? I didn't read today's.
What?
Because this morning I was like, boom, boom. I got to move. I got to move. I got a doctor's appointment.
I gotta read it.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
So it's about loving your spouse despite some of those small things that irritate you.
Oh, like what?
Well, the example was Bob. I'll just say Bob and Carol, not the names used in this particular page. Carol snores.
Oh.
And Carol snoring wakes Bob up in the middle of the night.
Oh.
And so it's kind of like, so the bottom line is, you know, how, if there's these little things, you know, like, I may sometimes irritate you with some things.
Like what?
Like not dating you enough, whatever it is. Instead, think of how you love your spouse and all the things you love about him. I'm surprised you didn't read it today.
You know what? I was going so fast trying to get stuff done. I did my Bible study. And I read Proverbs.
You clearly skipped something in the Bible study.
Gosh, I'm sorry I did that because I really enjoy it every day. So what kind of things irritate you?
Well, you actually snore sometimes at night. And we discuss this. And I was going to say, you know, on the rare occasion that you're snoring because you have...
I've been sick.
Yeah, just because you're blocked up.
Mm-hmm.
It wakes me up and I think, oh, I'm so happy. She's still here.
Aww.
She's next to me.
That's, you know, and you said you were going to pull your phone out and record me.
Because you won't believe it. Seriously. So, I mean, it's only when you're congested, but it's like.
Nice. Sexy. You know what irritates me?
No, that's all right. I'm good. That was going to be my thing, because the actual example was the wife snoring. I should say that's the opposite. I always think, she's still here.
Oh, I'll read it after we're done tonight.
That's
but what irritates me, because not much irritates me about you, really. It's when you're sleeping and you start sleeping diagonal.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm trying to be more conscious of it. Obviously, I do that. In my sleep.
Yes. So, and then I feel bad because I don't want to kick your legs over, because then I'm going off the side of the bed and I have to, you know how my mats have to be straight? The table has to be straight.
Kidding. No, I noticed this. No,
I personally have to be straight.
You have to be straight.
I can't be diagonal.
That's the ultimate OCD in bed. I have to be straight in the bed. I have to have parallel lines.
I can't be diagonal.
Anyway. But I've told you, just push me away. It's
fine. I hate waking you up. But anyway, I wanted to go back to, I love that book, because one of the very first devotionals we read was about seeking women.
Couples.
Seeking wisdom from couples who have been married a long time.
And we immediately said.
Yes, we immediately thought of Dr. Ken and Sammy. Mm-hmm. And they go to our church and they actually had us for dinner. Oh my. Oh,
months ago.
Over the summer, I think.
Yeah.
And they're just lovely. And what I love about them, they are so affectionate to each other. They've been married, I don't know, 40, 50 years,
since
maybe?
Since forever. Yeah.
Since the wheel.
So that was maybe Thursday or something. So,
No, so you talked to them in church.
Yeah, so I'll talk to them in church. And Dr. Ken was talking. I mean, these are. They shine. These people just shine all the time.
Beautiful.
And so I, Dr. Kemp, you know, this is during the say hello to someone you didn't go to school with moment.
Yes.
You know, when the lights come up, I said, Sammy, I said, we'd love to have you guys over for dinner. He says, oh, we'd love to take you. We'd love to host you for dinner. So I said, as long as I can meet your dog. I'm like, I guess you're coming to our house. He says, yes, I want to meet your dog.
Aww.
Said, Sammy, she's bigger than you are. Said, really? He said, yeah, she's a big girl. Yeah.
She's a big bone. Yeah. So I want to talk to them about their marriage, you know, like.
I'm excited about
it. Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited.
They are beautiful people.
Yes.
Beautiful
that devotional people. Book has been pretty good. Yeah. And we talk about it. We talk about the.
I did pray for him this morning because I knew he had his cataract surgery.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything. She was like, it'll be fine. He'll be good by Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's good. So speaking of, you know, the devotional book and. Learning from others, we had a little tiff. We let the enemy get inside.
Yeah, we did.
We did. I don't even remember what it was about.
No, that's the whole point.
I don't even remember. Oh, my gosh,
stupid.
Adam.
It was so stupid. And
It was about taking the supplement, the DHE supplement. It was dumb.
It was,
but something happened earlier when you said.
Yeah, but that goes back to the...
Oh, the Costco thing. Yeah. I felt like you were scooching me out of the way. Yes. I felt like you were making plans on top of our plans and like me postponing it. And it was clearly a miscommunication on both parts.
But that's the whole point. And then after a little roundabout, we were like...
We resorted back to our...
Yeah, we totally did.
We went back to how we used to be, where we'd go and...
Where you're unreasonable, I'm right.
Oh!
That's basically the argument. At the end of the day, that's the same argument we have. We've had this for 10 years. You're unreasonable. I'm right. Can we just get over it already? It's so true.
And but it's not true that
It's so true that is the circle. That's the circle that we go through. But We have grown so much because we did get out of it.
Exactly. We did. And, you know, when you, it's interesting because you can just get sucked right back in immediately when you're getting so strong in your faith. And like, as Pastor Jimmy always says, when you're over the target,
that's
definitely in the bullseye. Like right, he's coming after you.
Then you're the target. When you're over the target, you're the target.
And so, I mean, I was in it. I was in it. I was mad over something so stupid. Dumb. It was so dumb.
I'm glad we can laugh about it.
I know.
Yeah. I got to ask Dr. Ken and Sammy about that. You guys ever have like something like that?
But but what I do recognize is how much we have healed as a result of it. Ew. How we used to get caught up in that so much where I felt like you were always on the defensive and then I felt like the bad guy and then you would always say I'm horrible and now I'm horrible. Do you... No, you would say you were horrible yourself.
Yes. Yeah,
so like, I'm horrible. I'm just a horrible man. Person.
And then a long time ago, you would leave.
I would leave.
You would get in the car and you'd leave.
I've done that a couple times.
You'd run away from home. Like, before you go, would you like $100? You know, give you $100 when you run away.
I'm like, no, I have your credit card. Thank you.
You have your own credit card. Even better. I love you, babe.
I love you too. But I'm so proud of us that we're able to.
I am too.
That we don't fall into that pattern anymore. That's because God is in the center of our marriage and we make a point of that. And we will have misfires and this won't be the last misfire. But the fact that we can get out of it quickly and realize that it's really, the enemy. And in the morning, I repented. I repented because I felt I treated you so poorly.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did
too.
Yeah,
you were kind of mean to me. And I just...
I said, I was mean to her. I repent. I think that's exactly what I said.
Me too. I said the same thing. I said the same thing and I asked for forgiveness. So
Yeah,
look at us. Who are we?
I don't know, man. We're podcasters.
No kidding.
That's who we are. Late night podcasters.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to say, I've gotten so many wonderful, wonderful responses from my interview in the Netherlands.
Yes, you were saying.
And people are listening to Curry and the Keeper. They love it. You know, they're like, I'm listening to No Agenda.
Really?
Yes.
Did you talk about Curry and the Keeper on the
They're listening interview? To it. I don't remember.
I don't remember
but
either.
But they're listening to it and they love it.
How do you say Tina in Dutch?
Tina.
Oh.
Or Tina.
Tina.
Tina. Who's my Tina? I will say that all Christians who email me enthusiastically, they write a lot.
Yes, that's like what you were saying.
The emails are long. They're very lengthy emails. And it's funny because you know, I go through my emails. Boom, 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 boom. Screech! Christian. Okay, let me see. Because you want to read it thoughtfully because people have a lot of things to say. And one of them was from this guy, Xander. And he used to be a pretty like award-winning musician.
Do you remember him when you were there?
I know of him because he wasn't big when I was there.
Oh,
but I certainly know of his band. And,
okay,
I mean he was like all the festivals. He won Edison Awards, like all kinds of stuff. And he was in deep depression, had addictions, was you know thought of ending his life, tried several times, and he got radically saved. And
what was did he share his testimony about what it was? Was he praying? What was he doing? And God.
Well, he was like, he was like, God, I can't do this. You know, I don't want to misquote him, but it was in a real desperation moment. And then God said, pick up your guitar and sing what you read.
Scripture. Ring.
Yes.
The scripture.
And so now he does this thing called Project of Love. It's on YouTube. Songs of the Bible, I think is the subtitle. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'll literally open the Bible in the morning during my quiet time, during my prayer, Bible study. He says, Holy Spirit highlights what verses I need to sing.
Oh,
I pick up the guitar.
Gosh.
I just start playing. God tells me what fret to put the capo on.
I don't know what that
capo
means.
Capo is, that's like that clamp that you see on
it's called
on
a capo?
Called a capo.
And the fret?
Is those are the metal bars
the
on the guitar?
The sections on the arm.
Yeah, which on the neck.
Sorry, Pastor Jimmy.
Pastor Jimmy, I'm so sorry about my wife. I need to do some work on her. And his wife does the videos for it. And I'm looking at this like, now, what was interesting is I hear the Dutch accent when he's singing. And so I called you in. I said, what do you think of this? He said, I like it. I said, does the accent bother you? He said, no, not at all. And I'm like, I need to put this on Hello Fred. This is so good.
Well, before you did that, though, you texted.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And you said very wisely, okay. Don't mention the accent to him. Just ask him what he thinks of it.
Uh-huh.
And he hasn't even brought it up.
Oh.
And Damonette loves it. They were listening to it for 4 hours.
Yes, all like, night,
just
she said.
All night. Just yes. Because it's a great way, same thing you said, to remember scripture.
Yes.
And it's really good. It was just so touching because he sent me a rather long email. And talking about what happened to him, and he's loved it so much that
the interview he loved.
Yeah, the interview and my testimony. But also I got videos of a cheese farmer. I showed it to you.
Oh yes.
Cheese guy.
Yeah.
The cheese guy's like, man, I remember you from Curry and Van Inkle and Countdown, and I love it. And I love that you said you put on a new jacket, and this is exactly it, and it's fantastic. I mean, it's been mind-blowing. I'm so happy I did that interview because you can just see, you know, we've been talking about this. Pastor Jimmy's been talking about this in church for years, and you know, we're really talking about it now in like the Walking with Jesus discipleship. Is don't just keep your faith in church.
Right.
Keep it out there.
Right.
And you know, people like me being public about it gives people confidence.
Yes.
And like, oh, now I can talk about
yes.
it. Yes. You know, now it's okay for yes. whatever reason.
Yes.
And it's just phenomenal to see these people just opening up. I love it. There is stuff happening.
Yes. I don't know how you can compartmentalize. I mean, I know how it can be done because people are fearful, but for me, I don't know how I can compartmentalize my walk with Jesus because it is like all over me.
Yeah,
like
it's just
who I am. And, that's the transformation that's happening. So did you have any more to say about that story?
Cause the only thing I was going to add to, well, not about, what were you, go ahead, please.
No, I was going to tell about my post office story.
Yeah, go ahead. And then I'll do my thing after that.
So I was in the post office Monday.
Who are under pressure. They're understaffed. It's not cool. We need more postal people. They're great people.
Yes.
I love
them. The people there are very nice. So this, as I walked in, the postal worker is bringing out a dolly with all these big boxes. And this older woman, she's probably maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years older than me. And she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my husband ordered all this stuff. She's like, oh, my shoulder hurts too. And I go, let me help you. She goes, no. I go, come on. I said, I really want, please let me help you. She goes, no, you're in line. It's okay. And I said, no, I don't care. I said, I really don't care. I go, please let me help you. She's like, no. I go, God is telling me to help you. She goes, okay.
because you pulled out the G-man.
I think about, and I don't know if it was a sermon a long time ago or I think it was when, was it Pastor Jimmy talked about intentionality, being intentional?
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, yeah, you have to be intentional with that. And I am that way because I am in his word every day. And so I want to point out there were a bunch of men standing in line before me and they're all looking at me as I'm grabbing this woman's boxes and walking them to her cart. And I just thought,
what a bunch of douches.
That's originally what I thought. Yeah. And then, you know, I'm like, children of God, they're children of God, children of God.
Sons of God.
And so as there was one guy who I was initially behind when I stepped out of line to help her, and it was his turn to go up to the counter, and he looked at me, he said, please, please go ahead.
Oh,
so I'm
okay.
Like, I thought that was really, really kind.
He felt horrible, of course.
But so
They were frozen in their tracks, I'll bet.
But talking about compartmentalizing, like I didn't compartmentalize myself. Like I am who I am in church, who I am in the post office, who I am in the grocery store, who I am with most of my family, you know? And so I got to work on that. I'm going to work on that a little bit more like with my girls and stuff. So,
well, whenever I say God bless you to someone, that's when you see the recognition. Someone be, oh
yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
You know, okay. There you are.
Yeah.
I thought you were there.
But boy, I'll tell you what I said. God told me to help you. She was like, okay. It was so good.
What I was going to say is that there, people are getting so bold. Have you been following all the football players?
I have seen some of them, yes.
So we talked about the Razorbacks, which is amazing.
That's Elise's
University
alma mater.
Of Arkansas.
That's Elise's alma mater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And which is it's a woke school up there. Oh,
hello.
Yeah, very woke. And
but they did have a revival. They did.
Yes. And so one of my brothers here out there in cyberspace said,
is Adam, that guy up in Arkansas? You still talk
no,
to him?
No, not him. Oh, yeah, but that's not him.
With the weird ex-wife. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, was his wife at the time, and after we had dinner together, she became his ex-wife.
She was fangirling on you the whole.
He's laughing.
He
now.
Listens to our show. She was fangirling the whole night. It was obnoxious. Anyway.
So this is now happening at UT, the Longhorns, Ohio State. This is happening all over. Football players are saying, "No, before we end the conf," because you know these are like top guys, right? They're doing news conferences. They're wearing shirts with Jesus won.
Really?
Not just we won, Jesus won. I want to play this 15 seconds. This is the Ohio coach, Ohio State coach. Listen to what he says to the players before the game.
Okay.
All right. Here's what God can do for you, man. God has a tendency to pick up a nobody. To be somebody in front of everybody without consulting anybody.
Ooh. I love that. Had you heard that one before?
No.
I love that. God has a tendency to pick up a nobody to be somebody in front of everybody without consulting anybody.
I like that.
That's a Jimmyism. He doesn't know it yet, but that's a Jimmyism right there.
Oh.
Yeah, that Jimmyism. Pastor Jimmy had a good one this morning.
About the climate change. I thought it was amazing what he said about the climate change.
Oh, yes.
About
how we have dominion over the earth given to us by God.
Right.
So climate change, that was, you're right, I wrote that down too, mm-hmm. is the inverse where we're supposed to be afraid of the earth doing stuff to us. It's the other way around.
Right, yeah. Right.
He had a good one this morning. The attitude for gratitude.
Oh, nice.
I love these things. Yeah. I love them. Nice. I love them so much.
Nice.
That's what I had on my list there, babe.
I don't have anything else either.
Oh, Adam. My goodness. Shall we hit the God shot?
Yes, let's hit the God
all
shot.
Right, we're good.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
It is without a doubt the highlight of the show.
You everybody think so?
Yeah, it's aww. You know, Dreb Scott makes a separate chapter, so people aww. Go pop right to it. Like, who cares about that
thank
banter
you,
from Curry? Bam, let's just go to the God shot.
No, thank you. So this opportunity that was presented to me, the first thing I felt was fear.
Yes.
I felt fear because I felt I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail. And I knew that was the enemy. I knew it. I'm smart enough to know what to do. And I'm smart enough and brave enough and bold enough to ask for help.
What kind of fear?
Fear of failure.
Failure? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so, I told Annette about it and she was like, oh, when have you ever failed at anything? And I said, I have failed and I have failed. I failed at my last corporate job, which was a misery. And so I was God, as I mentioned earlier, God just kept putting scripture in front of me. Okay. And so this scripture came in. I don't know if this was you version or if it was my daily devotional, but it's Isaiah 41 verse 13. For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Mm. Mike. Okay. I hear you. Okay. And I really, you know, and I recognize that it's the enemy who's like, you can't do it. You can't.
Oh,
you're going to
sure.
fail. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. I know. I've talked your ear off about it.
Oh,
and I said to you, I know that I can do this. I know I can ask questions. I know how to figure things out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just love that God.
Well, that
just
was just
keeps
one of many. You've had more scripture coming.
Oh
your way,
yeah,
right?
A lot. He gives us exactly what we need. He really does. Get in the Word, and He gives you exactly what you need.
I have this so often that whatever I'm thinking, whether it's something, a devotional that'll pop up, or sometimes I'll just needle drop the Bible. Ever do that? Let me just open up.
Yeah.
And I opened up to a page and it's like staring me right in the face, exactly what I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. It's uncanny how mm-hmm. that happens. It really is.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, yeah, I've started reading Proverbs too. So I read Proverbs 1 yesterday and it was so, in light of all the fires in California, it hit me in a completely different way. Completely different way, especially since God was mocked at the Golden Globes, yeah, you know, yeah. And
he sure was.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's watching everything, and of course, my heart goes out to all those people. I cannot even wrap my head around coming home to our house and it having been completely gone. So,
okay.
Anyway, on a happy note,
here's a pre-question of the week.
Oh, pre-question of the week.
Pre-question of the week. Fire is coming. We have 20 minutes. What do you grab?
Okay. Definitely all our important documents. I have them all in the file cabinet. Our passports, our important documents. I grab our phone chargers. Yeah.
What do we do with Phoebe? Do we have Phoebe already in this scenario?
I'm not done. I got 20 minutes. 20 minutes is a lot of time. Okay. I grab change of clothes. And I grab some snacks, and I grab Phoebe, and you.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What would you grab?
My laptop, the hard drive. That's just a quick, just grab it.
Mm-hmm.
The Bitcoin keys.
Oh, yes. We definitely need, although I think our safe is fireproof, though.
You know, but we mentioned this, and John said, not necessarily.
Oh.
The fire can melt stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the way ours is hidden away, it would probably be okay. But I'd still grab the Bitcoin keys.
Yeah.
I'd still grab those. And then whatever else you tell me to get.
Yeah. Snacks. Snacks.
A gun. But, you know, I don't think I ever leave the house.
We could pack up our car. I mean, we could throw a bunch of junk in our car.
If we really had 20 minutes, we'd have a lot of stuff. And by the way, we'd take your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, not my car.
Oh, that means Phoebe's got to get in my car then.
She may, and it may, and may get hair in your car. I'm sorry. In case of an emergency, hair may be, hair may be your car. But I mean, are there any photos or anything that you would grab?
I have a lot on my phone, you know, I have a lot on my phone, so I'm not so concerned about that. I mean, I have all our wedding photos on my phone and
Okay. Yeah. You know, I don't have to worry about that stuff. You are the archivist.
Yeah.
You do have.
I know where all our important documents are. I'd be like, boop, 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 grab it right away. Be done.
You are like that.
I am.
You?
Hey, I'm quadrant two. I'm preventative. I'm like, I think ahead of. I went to the doctor today because it was just a wellness check. And she's like, have you had this? Have you done this? I'm like, oh, yeah. You don't know who you're talking to. I'd take care of all of that. But my husband, on the other hand, negative.
What was I just reading today? Let me see.
What were you reading today?
1 Timothy 4:8. For healthy exercise, healthy bodily exercise profits us a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that... that now is and that of which is to come. So yes, bodily exercise is profitable, but I spend my exercise my godliness.
Okay. When you fall on the floor and you go, I can't get up, I'm gonna read that to you.
Now it's time to hear from the cold suckers.
You think I'm kidding? Right.
No, I know. It's true.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
At least you'll pick me up. What did you say?
What did you say? Now it's time
when you're yelling.
To hear from the cocksuckers.
Let's see. We have a nice list of cocksuckers here who have supported us. Value for value. You've probably noticed we don't have any commercials. We have no no Patreon. We have no Patreon.
We have no subscriptions.
No subscriptions, yes. No levels, no tote bags. However, if you do support us with the treasure of time, talent, and treasure in the amount of $500, you get the Curry and the Keeper sippy cups, which are to be seen on the Curry and the Keeper website, curryandthekeeper.com. And there are people out there who are Sam and Yays and don't know it. And for some reason, they just don't care.
And anybody who donates, I will now get a picture, an autograph photo of Adam.
All right, you better talk to the shipping department because they have to produce these photos. Yes. I don't mind signing them, but I'm not going to make them. Okay. Hey, we have 77,777 Satoshis from Pastor Jimmy. That's a striper boost.
Oh, yes, I know.
And he says, we so love our friendship as well. We get to do this together. Great episode. Tina, the vision God gave you was astonishing.
Oh, I know.
Was it from the last last podcast?
Oh, my gosh. He said, you know, and you're knower. I'm like, yes, I know.
Wow, he says. I'm grateful you got to have such a profound experience. It's obvious it has impacted you deeply. Much love, friends. KTLD and KYBO.
Everything.
Yes, that was a good one.
Changed everything.
We got $20 from what I believe is a new member of Vineyard Nation, Trinity Divilbus. Divilbus? I don't recall this.
Didn't we have a Trinity before?
Trinity Divilbus?
I don't remember.
I would have remembered that name, okay. Divilbus. So we're going to...
you've been decanted.
$20. And Trinity says, thank you for putting a message into the PayPal note. Trinity, we love that. God bless you. Keep your light shining.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, keep shining your light. Be specific. 5460 Comics for Blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds. Hi. Tina and Adam, I'm excited to announce the release of my second music video featuring the song A Few Treats Away, A Rescue Dog's Tale.
Do we have a sampling of it?
Goodness gracious. I have to go look at it now. He says, to watch it, please visit my YouTube channel by going to youtube.com and searching for CSB Music Labs.
Oh, CSB Music Labs? Okay, I'm looking too.
Hold on a second. I should have pre-produced this. This is too good. All right, let's see what he has.
YouTube. CSB Music Labs.
Comic strip blogger is quite an extraordinary human being. Here, I got the Music Labs. Here.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Okay. Okay.
So. I wake up each morning with the sunshine at my door. Put on my shoes, head out like I've done 1,000 times before. I'm guided by the bird song. They cheer me on my way. My neighbors watch me passing, counting steps I take each day.
To the hook.
They wonder why I do it. They think I'm strange somehow. But I love
the
breeze
upon
my face. I'm living the dog is funny. Walk all day.
An AI song?
Oh, yeah. It's a toe tapper.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
How many does he have? Let's see.
Oh, did you check it out?
Oh, he's got one. He's got 141 views. Everybody go look at it.
Yeah, better go look at that. And he says, don't forget to smash that like button and hit subscribe. It's also available as a value for value music at wavelake.com/CSB. Yo,
nice.
CSB. He promotes himself for once. Very good. Yeah, he's all into AI. We have big disagreements on AI, comics or blogger and I.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I say it's nothing. He
Along
says,
with Vic, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good. And we're still friends. $5 from Timothy Emery, who we decanted last week, I believe.
Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you very much. $2.22 from Nicholas Noto. Is Nicholas new? I think so. I think so as well. Nicholas, you are going to be decanted. Hold on a second if I can. What is going on here? Why can't I get to my decanting? Oh, there we go.
You've been decanted.
And Nicholas says, the newsletter rules. So it's a kudos for you.
Oh, thank you.
And there is, with 1976, the Freedom Boost, Dirty Jersey Whore.
Oh.
He says, boosting the newsletter. I got to get me one of those photos. Y'all be good. Okay.
I'll see what I can do there. That bottle of wine he gave you.
Oh, that was phenomenal.
Yes,
did
he give that to you at...
At the meetup, I think.
Was it at the meetup?
Yeah. Oh, it was very good.
It was really, really good. Really good. I know you liked it.
777, that's a mini, mini striper boost. Alan C. Paul.
Oh,
Yes, he says, long time no boost. I'm so sorry. I haven't been boosting the past few months, but I've been binging episodes to catch up on all that's been happening. I'm specifically following comic strip bloggers' lead and sharing a podcast.
Oh, nice.
Here it is. The Family Business with the Alessis. Alessis, L-E-A-L-E-S-S-I-S, which happens to be hosted by my pastor, Steve and Mary Alessi.
Oh.
Your relationship with Pastor Jimmy and Annette reminds me so much of how my pastors love and care for us in our church. So I'm praying one day you all will connect in one big triple podcast date.
Oh,
God
cool.
bless and keep your buckets overflowing. And KTLD. Nice. Love it. Yeah, they're boosts, but really they're blessings. We appreciate y'all so much. Thank you very much. Go to curringthekeeper.com to the Aboot page, and you can learn all about
the Aboot page.
And also subscribe to the newsletter. It's funny. It's short. It's once a week. Yeah. It reminds you to listen to us.
Yeah.
And it's done by one of the best in the business.
Oh, so there was no boost from Sir Brian? That's weird.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
Didn't see it coming. Wow. It's possible something may have failed.
Oh.
I did have to reboot my node.
Oh.
So you never know. Because, if you want to come in late, you risk a node reboot.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it.
Okay.
So he's probably mad now. So that'll give him a reason to have something to say next week.
Yes. True.
You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
And we're all getting ready for the question of the week. You know how it works.
The question of the week.
Tina has the question, so she has her answer ready. I'm the one in the hot seat.
Okay. What experience in my life do you wish you could have experienced to know me better?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a tough one, right? I had to think about
this. What experience in your life?
You wish you could have experienced to know me better.
I think I would have like to have known you when you were one of the top 60 hottest bachelorettes in Chicago.
I would How would have, that get you to know me better?
Because I would have dated you. Hey, baby. Have you seen me on MTV? I hear you are one of the hottest bachelorettes in Chirac. I would like to date you.
You were very married at the time with a one-year-old baby.
Hey, that's not how the game works. The other moment that came to mind was when the dashboard of your car fell down. What was that?
Monte Carlo. My 1976 Monte Carlo. I was driving over the bridge and I hit a bump and the whole dashboard came down.
I think I would have liked to have been there when that happened too.
That would know me better?
Well, that's why I picked the second one that came to mind. So, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I guess you have your answer ready.
You know, it was a couple things. Whenever we get in an argument and you say, I'm a terrible person, I'm just a terrible person, I would love to go back in time to understand why you say that, because you're not a terrible person. Like, what happened in your childhood?
Oh, it's clearly childhood trauma.
Yes.
I would like to visit that with you to figure that one out. That's a good one.
I know.
That's a really good one.
Yes, and so I would like to know, what did your mom and dad say to you? You know, when my mom and dad called me fatso all the time, that's why I think I'm such a big girl. You could have said that.
I didn't want to do that.
Anyway, that's why I was like, oh, I would know you better. But also too, I would have liked to have been there when your mom drove you around with your antennas.
Just to see how far my signal
was. How much of a nerd you actually were.
Man. You know, like, wrong clothes, wrong hair, wrong everything. You are a nerd. You're never going to get a girl ever in your life.
But you sort of had long hair, though, when you were a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, it was, I don't know what was going on there. I have all kinds of hang-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't have all kinds of hang-ups.
Well, we did figure one of those out. Why, when I was falling asleep on the couch, you would say to me, are you sleeping? I'd be like, no, I'm not sleeping.
You would get mad at me, too. Yes, you would kick me sometimes.
I definitely We figured that one out, though.
Yes.
It was one time I wouldn't go to sleep, and it was maybe five, six years old, and my mom was so fed up with me, she said, come here, sit here in front of the television, and sit on this chair. and do not fall asleep. Stay awake. And I'd start to doze off and she'd be like, hey, wake up, wake up. And I remember going, yeah, I'm awake. Oh. And I think that's where it came from.
Yeah.
Parents are so good at traumatizing their children.
I know.
I love seeing how we've screwed up ours.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
I know.
Yes. All right, Mrs. Curry.
Mr. Curry.
I love you so much.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
Vineyardation with Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.